We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, y'all? It's Drewski, and I've teamed up with Mountain Dew to produce a hilarious new basketball podcast called The Dew Zone with Drewski. Learn the backstories of your favorite ballers and celebrities like Jamal Murray.
Did you have like a favorite team? Was it the Raptors at the time or no? Was the Raptors even started around that time?
Come on, bro.
I ain't that old, fam. You're talking like I'm 50.
Taylor Rooks, Asia Wilson, and many more. You won't want to miss this. Listen to The Dew Zone with Drewski on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
Blue Wire.
NBA Most Valuable Player, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Giannis trailing the lob. Ooh. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
2 seconds. Middleton. Yes! Chris Middleton.
Back jumper.
Got it.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Hey there. Welcome to your Eurostep Monday Primer. I'm Ty Windisch, and here's everything you need to know about the Milwaukee Bucks this week. We'll start off, as always, with the Bucks last week, which included Milwaukee going perfect in the preseason. The Bucks are 5-0 in games that don't matter. Obviously, their regular season record still 0-0, not for much longer. More on that later, but the Bucks do get their final preseason win over Minnesota in a home game that took place on Thursday. This was a game that started slow for both teams, not exactly a barn burner. A lot of missed shots early. The Bucks eventually, though, do overwhelm the Minnesota Timberwolves with their talent. It reminded me of a lot of the wins we saw last year where the Bucks are shooting like 15% on threes and they're up like two, and then all of a sudden a couple fall and then they're up a lot more than two. That's basically what happened. The Bucks take control in the second half and don't look back. Probably the biggest storyline besides Giannis dominating yet again, DJ Wilson looking good in his preseason debut. A hamstring issue kept him sidelined through the first four games, but he plays 10 minutes in this one, makes both of his shots. In addition to Giannis looking good, Chris Middleton looked good as well, and Robin Lopez was very active. It's starting to look like Rallo is going to be a good contributor this year. Obviously, doesn't look like there's any chance he'll take the starting job from his brother Brooke, but does seem like Robin Lopez is going to play. You know, hopefully there's still some time for some small ball, you know, stretch five lineups. I mean, I guess Robin Lopez is a stretch five, but, you know, some stretchy lineups with Giannis at the five that can cover more if other teams go small. Maybe that's not going to be an issue in the Eastern playoffs as the Bucks are just playing better than everyone except Philly, and Philly's certainly not a team that's going to play small whatsoever. But it would still be nice, even with Robin Lopez getting minutes, for the Bucks to be ready to go small. The biggest non-game news from the past week has to be that Eric Bledsoe, after the injury to his rib cartilage, could be back for the opener against the Rockets. According to Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's Ben Steele, Bledsoe practiced with contact for the first time on Saturday, so just a couple of days ago, and has looked good shooting despite the fractured rib cartilage he's bouncing back from. If you missed it, that injury happened in the Jazz preseason game. It looked like he could be out for 2 to 3 weeks and miss quite a few games, but now it seems it's possible that he misses one or maybe even zero games. We also found out this week why Gucci Mane was watching the Bucks' last playoffs in the Eastern Conference Finals. He cheers for players, not teams, to get away from being a bandwagon fan, those accusations. Giannis being one of the players he cheers for, and apparently he had bet Drake several hundred thousand dollars, way more than $100,000 reportedly. and the jersey he was wearing that the Bucks would either win the game or the series. They did not win either the game he was at. Rough stuff for Gucci Mane, rough stuff for the Bucks. You really do hate to see it. We will look ahead to the Bucks next week, which finally features real live NBA basketball in just a second. First, just a word from a couple of our sponsors here, including Axios. Following a team you love in 2019 can be time-consuming. Following everything happening in sports is almost impossible. My hands are full here, and I'm just focused on the Milwaukee Bucks. There's a lot more teams than the Bucks out there, people, even though it may not seem like it during basketball season. Scrolling through every app and visiting every website on a daily basis is impossible. That's why I subscribe to Axios Sports, the best free daily newsletter in the land. Axios Sports is a modern sports page delivered directly to your email inbox. When you sign up for free at sports.axios.com, you'll get the best stories from the NBA and NFL, all the way to cricket and ping pong and everything in between. Axios Sports also highlights the most important stats and trends, giving you the ability to stay informed. It's super simple to sign up, and it's free. Sports.axios.com. Not only will you be caught up, you'll be the friend sharing the amazing link with your buddies. Everyone loves being the link guy. Be that person. Join the 100,000 sports fans who get caught up on the day before it even begins. And best of all, there's no paywall, no subscription fee, nothing. This is free, curated sports content delivered directly to you. Sign up at sports.axios.com. Again, sign up for free at sports.axios.com. Indochino was founded on the belief that you don't need to spend a fortune on a custom wardrobe. You know you look better when your clothes and your suits fit well, though. You need that well-fitting suit. To bridge the gap between not spending a fortune and having well-fitting clothing, you should visit Indochino. Indochino is the world's largest made-to-measure menswear brand. They make suits, shirts, coats, and more, and everything is made to your exact measurements for a great fit. And the best part is this is affordable. Almost all of their custom clothing is under $400. The process is simple. Choose your fabric, pick your customizations, and submit your measurements. Your package will be delivered straight to your door in just 2 weeks. You can get measured and design your suit at your nearest Indochino showroom or do it all yourself online at Indochino.com. Start your style upgrade now with $30 off your total purchase of $399 or more at Indochino.com when entering the promo code BLUEWIRE at checkout. Also, don't forget, shipping is free. That's Indochino.com, promo code BLUEWIRE. For $30 off your total purchase of $399 or more. That's an incredible deal for made-to-measure clothing. You really have no excuse anymore to wear clothing that does not fit. So check out Indochino. Now, back to the Bucks. Next week for Milwaukee, the biggest news possible. The NBA regular season is back. NBA basketball is here. Two games this upcoming week. We only have to wait until Thursday for Bucks basketball to be back. The Bucks take on the Rockets in a battle of MVPs. One player currently the MVP. One player currently still very upset he's not the MVP as the Bucks travel to Houston and then come back home Saturday night. The Miami Heat, the second game of the season, the home opener. Those are the two games this week. Another one Monday night against the Cleveland Cavaliers, but you'll have a whole new Eurostep Monday primer by then, so we'll worry about that one more later. Obviously, a couple of good games here. You want to see the new-look Miami Heat and the new-look Rockets, too. The Rockets have Russell Westbrook and James Harden. The Miami Heat now have Jimmy Butler, plus all those other Heat guys. So a lot of fun talent on display these two games. Certainly neither of those two games will be easy, but Bucks are a very good team. You imagine they'll get at least one of them, and hopefully both. And in other NBA news from this past week, the most notable stuff had to be that it's extension season around the NBA. A lot of players needed to be extended by the opening game of the season to be eligible for an extension, or that was when their eligibility ended. Some didn't, but most did. Bradley Beal, the first news to break here, he gets a 2-year, $72 million extension that takes him off of the trade market because that extension is larger than an extend and trade could be. Because it was too large. The first year was bigger than the last year of his current deal by more than 5%, which means it's not an extend and trade eligible deal, which means he now cannot be traded until at least the coming off season. So a player that had been not really tied specifically to anyone in reporting. A lot of teams really wanted to add Bradley Beal, of course. I mean, the Nuggets made a lot of sense. It would be great if somehow the Bucks could have acquired him. It never really seemed to me like they would have had the assets to do so. So looking at it from a Bucks perspective, this is honestly a win. You know, the Wizards are not going to challenge Milwaukee, not a playoff team this year, almost certainly. So keep Bradley Beal there. Don't arm anybody else with a very dangerous combo guard. So that works out for the Bucks. And then in other Eastern Conference news, the Raptors continue extending their core players by giving Pascal Siakam a four-year, $130 million max extension. There's no options either way on that. So those 4 years, barring some sort of a trade or four more years, he will play with Toronto, a great young talent, the reigning most improved player. This one pretty much feels like a no-brainer. With how little the Raptors have on their books besides this deal, it's going looking forward a few years, Toronto still figures to be a big player in the summer of 2021. Of course, Toronto hoping that Giannis will be one of those players available to them. Not so sure that'll be the case, of course, but we will see. And Toronto certainly keeping their options open, even with the big extension for Pascal Siakam. And also, one last extension, maybe not as exciting, but the Jazz extend head coach Quinn Snyder after a tremendous job so far in his time there. Now, of course, he gets a lot more of offensive weapons here heading into the season with Mike Conley and Bojan Bogdanovic added to the team. The Jazz have their highest expectations ever, but Quinn Snyder will not be on the hot seat, it seems, as he's gotten a little bit more job security to go with those expectations. That's all for this week, but the Eurostep Monday Primer will be back next week, of course, on Monday to break down the first two Bucks regular season games. That is exciting to say. I'm already excited. See you all next week.